Hi, this is Andrew Phillips. Thank you for downloading the Graymere Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or if you'd like to contact us, check out our website at graymere.com. We'd also love for you to visit with us in a worship service. You're always welcome at Graymere Church of Christ.
Silence is awkward, isn't it? It's awkward because it's part of the unknown. And unknown is scary to us. But why is the unknown scary to us? You see, we're told to fear God. And we fear God because we don't know everything about Him. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. He does what He wants to do. But we can't do that. We can choose how we live and how we go about every day choosing Him. But ultimately, He makes the decision. And you see, the song said, "Are you ready?" This morning I ask you, are you ready? Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Matthew 24. Imagine with me for a second that you are 7 years old and it's Christmas Eve and you're so excited about what gifts you're going to get in the morning. You can't even fall asleep, let alone just imagine what that awesome gift you're getting, whether it be cars or, I don't know, dolls, whatever seven-year-olds want. But you're so excited, you can't fall asleep. You see, Jesus is coming, and we have to be excited about it. We have to be ready for it. So this morning I ask you, are you ready? Read with me in Matthew 24, starting verse 36. "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." You see, the difference between us and Noah is he knew. He had a chance to prepare because God told him when he was coming back. When the world was going to be destroyed the first time, Noah had a chance to be prepared. Jesus has come already. He died for our sins, and we know that. But this time, he's coming again, and we have no idea when he's coming. So we do have time to prepare, but our time is now. We can't wait for God to give us a sign to prepare. So this morning I ask you, are you ready? What if we knew when Jesus was coming back? You see, like me, and I'm sure some of you in this room, we're procrastinators. We like to wait till the last minute. Well, you see, if we knew that God was coming back tomorrow, how many of us would say, "I love God, I have faith in Him, I obey Him"? Everyone would say that. But is it real? You're only saying that because you know He's coming back. Well, if you're given a project at work or school, and you have 2 months to do it, and it's only going to take you about a week to do it, how many of you are going to start the day it was assigned? You're going to wait till about a week until it's due, and then you're going to get it done. What if we knew, say, for example, Jesus comes back July 20th, 2055. How many of us are going to wait until July 19th, 2055? Now, some of you not so young people might say, "Maybe I won't make it to 2055. But you're going to be prepared before the end of your life. You see, that's the thing. In life, we don't know what's going to happen. So we must be ready right now. We cannot wait. I had a friend who I used to work with, and she was a beautiful and awesome person, beautiful soul. And sadly, last summer, she passed away in a hiking accident. And at her funeral, there was a video shown of her talking to people, or talking to younger kids in her youth group about why she became a Christian. And she said, oh, I can wait. There's no need for me to be baptized yet. I have my whole life ahead of me. I can wait. And she said, and this and I quote, what if I don't make it until I'm older? And so she decided right then she was going to be baptized. And she lived the rest of her life as a faithful Christian, loving God and loving others every single day. You see, that is so powerful to me. A young 15, 16-year-old girl knows that she doesn't have as much time as she thinks she does. Now, some of us have been blessed in this room to have plenty of time to be prepared. And a lot of us have worked a long time for our whole lives, basically, loving God. But right now, we need to make sure that we are ready this very moment. But what does it look like to be ready? You see, I think being ready is having complete faith in God, trusting in Him that He will take care of you. We know the simple things like loving your God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourself, believing that Jesus died, was resurrected, and we put Christ on in baptism because of it. We know that we must live through Christ and be Christ-like, treating others the way we want to be treated. Doing nothing out of selfish ambition, but rather out of the love for God and for others. You see, we have to be ready because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, and it could be now. It could be in the next 5 seconds. And if you're not ready, He's still going to come. Jesus is coming. So are you ready? I want us to actually ask ourselves if we are truly, be honest with yourself and say, are you ready? Or do you just come to church on Sunday and you worship and you feel good about yourself and then the minute you leave, you're back to living how you want to live? Because that's not being ready. Being ready is working every single day, loving God, choosing God over the world. You see, Jesus is coming. And He's coming with power and glory. When He comes, it'll be so powerful and so glorious. But when He comes, it'll bring wrath and judgment on those who aren't ready. And you see, that's a scary thing. Because if you're not ready, then you're going to be left out. We all want to go to heaven. We all want to be saved. And we thank Jesus for the awesome sacrifice that He gave for us. But if we aren't ready, we're going to be left behind. And He's coming at a time that we don't know. Jesus is coming unannounced and suddenly. We will not have time to change our spiritual standing when Jesus comes back. So we must be ready now. And this is probably the scariest one of all, is Jesus is going to come whether we are ready or not. You see, we're told that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. How many of us can say when a thief is going to break in? No one can say that. But we put plans into place in case that happens. I was told a story a few weeks ago by my grandmother. This was a while back when my mom was still a kid. And so it was my grandmother, my mom, and my aunt living in a house together while my grandfather was working night shift. And someone broke in around 1 a.m. and my grandmother had just gone to bed. And she was so scared. She didn't know what to do. And they came inside the back door. They went through the cabinets. And then they went downstairs. And then they broke out the window. And then that was it. They didn't go back to the bedrooms where they were, luckily. But after that, she was so scared and so worried about someone coming back. So she created a plan, and she was prepared. You see, we have to create a plan and be prepared for when Jesus comes back. Because He's coming back, and we don't know. And so we must be ready. This morning, if we know that Jesus is coming back, why do we only prepare on Sunday? I go to Free Hardeman, and I play soccer there. And whenever you're playing like a sport, or maybe you're in the choir or in band, you're not going to practice 5 minutes before the game or the concert. You're going to get prepared. Well, why do we as Christians only practice one day a week. Now, back before Corona, maybe you practiced on Wednesday too. But why do we only prepare on Sunday? Why do we only praise God on Sunday? Why do we only worship on Sunday? Why do we only sing on Sunday? Why do we only pray on Sunday? Why do we not do that every single day of the week? You see, we as Christians, we're called hypocrites sometimes because we yell at others for doing things wrong because we act all high and mighty on Sunday, and then throughout the week we live how we want to live and do what we want to do. We need to do a better job as Christians as living faithfully throughout the whole week so that no one can call us a hypocrite. They can see that we love God and that we love others and that we would do anything for them. So this morning I ask you, are you ready? Turn with me to Matthew 25, starting in verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry. Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will be not enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came, also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. You see, we don't want to be like the foolish here. Because Jesus will come, and he will take the wise and those who are ready, and then he will shut the door. And if we are part of the foolish, he will say, I do not know you. And that's the last thing we want to hear. We want to have a home in heaven. We want to be with God. We want to be with Jesus. And we want to be with our Christian brothers and sisters. But we have to be ready. Because if we're not ready, he will come at an hour we do not expect and leave us behind. But why? Why do we want to be ready? I mean, we know we want to have a home in heaven with him, but why are we ready? Turn with me to Romans 3, starting in verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. We see in verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short. We know that we mess up, and we know that we do wrong. But God's grace covers us. But you see, we have to serve him every day because of his righteousness, that he justifies us through our faith in Jesus. We have to prove every day that we have faith in Jesus. For without that, we will be condemned and we will be sent away. So how can we be ready? Turn with me to Romans 13. Starting in verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, You know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from your sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light. Oh, so then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We know to love others. We know that is a commandment that we must follow. And loving others is treating them with respect and treating them with Christ's love and proving to them that we love them. You see, I did a summer series a few weeks ago about unconditional love. We must love others with unconditional love. If they do something to us, we must forgive them because that's what the Bible says. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but that proves that you have faith in Jesus when you forgive others who do things wrong to you. So this morning I ask you, are you ready? Because Jesus is coming with power and glory, unannounced and suddenly, and this is the scary part, whether or not we are ready. You see, if we deny God on this earth, he will deny us in eternity. God has nothing to do with hell. Once you're sent to hell, that's it. You have no other chance. This is our one opportunity. We will not be told when he will come back, so we must be ready now. So I ask you this morning, are you ready? We see in these verses that we shall not do these things. And we know that when we break the law, we're going to get sent to jail. That's how it works. And in this world, if we go to trial, we have a chance to fight if we're guilty or not. When we go in front of the judge, our Heavenly Father, we won't have a chance to say, oh, but I did this, I did this. He will know already. If we have complete faith in Jesus, if we loved him unconditionally, no matter what, and not just because we knew that he was coming back, but because we wanted to serve him, because we wanted to choose him every single day, rather than just living our own life. We see in Romans 13, verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ so that we don't have to gratify the desires, our earthly desires. You see, we come to church on Sunday and we worship and then we leave, and it's hard for us to focus on anything other than our earthly desires. Well, we have to go to work, we have to go to school, we have to deal with other people who aren't Christians. But you see, if we treat those people with love and respect and like Christ would, they will see Christ through us, and then God will see that we love Christ and have faith in Jesus. So this morning, I ask you, are you ready? Hell is there for people who do not want to be a part of God. God has nothing to do with hell, and that's a scary thing, because if we are not ready, we will go to hell. So this morning, if you're not a Christian yet, and maybe you believe, maybe you should come and be baptized because you do believe. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, I can wait. But I promise you, it does not work like that. We have no idea what the next 10 minutes will look like, let alone this next week. So we must prepare now. Jesus is coming with power and glory. When he comes, there will be wrath and there will be judgment. And it'll be scary, but it'll be this fast. We will not have a chance to change what we believe. So this morning I ask you, do you believe? Do you have faith in Jesus? Do you have faith that you're saved because of what you've done in your life? And if not, then you can come forward. If you are a Christian and you just want prayers and help, we can do that too. This morning, I want us to all leave here ready to go throughout the week and say that we're ready for Jesus to come back. This morning, I was ready to talk to y'all. I was prepared. This whole summer I've had to prepare for lessons, most of them in front of a camera, and this is the largest crowd I've ever had to speak in front of before, which is a little nerve-wracking, a little scary. But you see, I was prepared and I was ready. And I'm asking you, if when you go out every single day, are you ready to teach Jesus to others? This morning, if we can do anything for you, anything at all, please come as we stand and as we sing.